Welcome to the HP Pliant Watch Series. This podcast series covers the latest breaking news about the HP Pliant portfolio with insights from the people behind it. By subscribing to this series, you will receive the hottest product and solution introductions delivered straight to your desktop or iPod. On May 23rd, HP announced the intention to release a new Pliant portfolio, the next generation of its industry-leading x86 HP Pliant and HP Blade System server lineup. The new servers offer a unique approach to improve system reliability through a balanced architecture design, simplifying platform and technology transitions, and improving IT efficiency. To tell us more about the launch and HP's plans, we are joined today by Don Gentile of HP and Paul Miller, Vice President of Marketing for the HP Blade System.
Welcome, Paul. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Don.
So tell us, what are the key benefits that customers can expect from the new HP Pliant and Blade System servers?
Well, Don, with the new Pliant servers, we're offering the power of dual-core technologies married with larger memory footprints, as well as serial SCSI. This new performance level will give customers unprecedented performance in 1, 2U, or tower-based form factors. Mm-hmm. In addition, we're offering new leading management technologies, as well as technologies to help them control their power and cooling pain points. To harness the new performance, we designed our Pliant around a balanced system architecture, mm-hmm. which looks at all elements, as well as the memory footprint, to give a balanced approach across multiple applications. And with this new performance, we've optimized our servers for virtualization environments.
Terrific. Now, what about in the area of technology transitions? How does HP remove complexity for its customers?
HP offers a unique advantage to customers with a new tool based on our Pliant Essentials strategy. With the Pliant Essential physical-to-physical tool, customers with a simple point-and-click can migrate their data, their configuration, even patches from an existing server to the new technology. And this technology can be from a Pliant to a new Pliant or Blade system or from an existing competitive box. You know, Don, I was talking to a customer the other day whose data technician, by mistake, purchased a Dell server. He wants to move that server off somewhere.
Okay.
With this new Pliant technology, he can point and click at that Dell server and move all the data, all the configuration data, to take advantage of the new Pliant system, easy as 1, 2, 3, click.
Wow.
Now that's what I call HP Direct.
Well, industry data shows that average server utilization hovers right around 30% or something like that. What's HP doing to help customers increase utilization and improve their IT efficiencies?
Well, Don, there's good news and bad news in this. The bad news is with the new dual-core technologies and quad-core technologies, that utilization rate is likely to drop, meaning customers have even more excess capacity that they're not utilizing.
Hmm.
The good news is HP has a full suite of management tools, first starting with our HP Systems Insight Manager. That takes a holistic approach to infrastructure management across all the resources. Plugging into that is our Virtualization Machine Manager, Pliant Essential. This enables customers through a single pane of glass to manage physical and virtual servers all as one pool. That way, customers can look and utilize and quickly move applications and resources to optimize server utilization across the entire pool of servers.
One last question. In the area of energy efficiency, what kind of energy efficiency can customers get out of these new servers?
Yeah, Don, almost every customer I talk to, power and cooling is a main concern. Whether they're trying to put more servers in their data center and running out of their power budget, or whether they're concerned about their physical power budget going up, adding additional costs into their system.
Right.
HP's designed all the systems to utilize wattage for the optimum performance. Take, for example, our power regulator. It dynamically controls the amount of utility power based on the amount of performance required.
Hmm.
So if a server needs 100% performance, it needs 100% power. If a server is running at 20% utilization, it throttles back down the power down to 20%. This can mean real money savings to customers. In addition, this is part of an overall strategy which looks at how we optimize across the data center. Whether it be the servers, the racks, or the data centers overall, HP has a strategy to lower power and cooling and to optimize your energy efficiencies across the entire data center. this is kind of how we look at the overall approach to HP. So customers rolling out these new servers will be able to take advantage of the performance, the availability, and the management while saving valuable time and real dollars to their bottom line.
Terrific. Well, thanks very much. We've been talking with Paul Miller, Vice President of Marketing for HP's Industry Standard Servers and HP Blade System about the new ProLiant servers. This concludes today's HP Global News podcast. We hope you enjoyed it. For more information, please visit www.hp.com.